Okay, now to $100 of gas. It could be a bill for filling up that big honking SUV. It's also what we call a travel series we're presenting this summer.
We've asked riders to go places they can get to and back on $100 worth of fuel.
Not counting parking. Today's episode begins in Santa Monica, California. It comes to us from day-to-day contributor Jennifer Sharp.
Of all the places my $100 could have taken me, there was one I'd been wanting to visit for years, a place that's had such a hold on my imagination, it precluded all other possibilities. The Integratron, a mythic white dome out in the desert, built by a 1950s UFO contactee named George Van Tassel. With its rotating outer ring, the Integratron was designed to generate 50 megavolts of electrostatic energy that might have extended the human lifespan an additional 50 years had Van Tassel himself lived long enough to complete it. Still reliant on the power of fossil fuel, I climb into my Toyota Matrix and pump $33 of gas into the tank. Like me, George Van Tassel set off for his trip to the desert from Santa Monica, where he worked as an aeronautical engineer throughout the 40s. Leaving town, I pass the Aero Theater, a remnant of his industry's presence here, and I picture Van Tassel inside, staring up at the screen, totally unaware that he'd soon be out in the desert communing with an extraterrestrial from Venus named Solgonda, whose warnings of mankind's path toward self-destruction were like something out of a science fiction movie.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Heading east on the 10, I wonder whether Solgonda would have foreseen this corridor of huge shopping centers that line the first quarter tank of my drive. As I push towards half a tank, I turn 5 miles off the main highway and spot what looks like a white supersized construction hat sitting on the ground. The closer I get to it, the smaller it looks.
Welcome to the Integratron.
Wow.
I'm Nancy.
Nice to meet you. And you are?
I'm Nancy's sister, Joanne.
These days, the Integratron is run by the Carl sisters, earthy women with a New York edge who offer rejuvenating sound baths in the acoustically resonant dome. I follow them inside past a gleaming web of copper wires and up into a wooden room. Joanne settles in behind a cockpit of quartz crystal bowls and begins to play their edges with suede mallets. As instructed, I lie down on a Navajo blanket and try to relax. Whatever relaxation the sound bath has eked out of me becomes amplified by an afternoon spent listening to Joanne and Nancy's stories about Giant Rock, the nearby seven-story boulder where George Van Tassel allegedly first made contact with Solgonda.
You know, he had a spacecraft convention, he called them, out at Giant Rock for over 20 years.
I head off to go see the rock, and despite Nancy's clear directions, I take a wrong turn that sends me plowing my two-wheel drive through perilously deep sand. In a moment of panic, I try to reverse back down the narrow road, but as any Toyota Matrix owner can tell you, the car's limited visibility out the back window is its darkest moment. Luckily, I make it to a lone house up ahead whose slurring, toothless occupant yells clear enough directions to get me to the rock. As I pull up to it, a souped-up desert buggy speeds past, leaving me in a cloud of dust and silence. In an act of seeming outrage, the massive boulder, which has been brutally defaced by graffiti and campfire soot, has recently split into two pieces. But as I stand there looking at it all, I'm suddenly overtaken by a powerful calm that seems to reach out from the Earth's magnetic field and pull me in. Whatever forces George Van Tassel experienced here suddenly feel palpable to me. The heavy stillness stays with me well into the evening, and as I sit at my hotel restaurant listening to the band, I watch a white owl swoop out of a palm tree and into the night sky. Solgonda, do you read me?
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
dear listeners, you can actually see the Integratron and the famous giant rock because we have photos taken by Jennifer at our website, npr.org. Go there and click on the little thing at the top that says programs and schedules. Select day to day. And there it is. And our series, 100 Bucks of Gas, continues throughout the summer.